Let's go back to the Gemara a little. Says the Gemara, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, or Chaf Tet Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Achla Kula Chutz Mi Beis Rova, Kana Kula Chutz Mi Beis Rova. What is a rova? A rova is, I don't know, take a large mud full of seeds and, you know, plant them in the ground. That is a base rova. I'm still not sure how much ground that is, but it's not a lot. So if you eat the entire field, I mean, you eat the pear tree of the entire field except for a base rova, the field called a kula, puts me base rova, you win. You have cheskes and moshanim the whole field except for that base rova. Meaning the one base rova that you did not plant is not bottled to the rest of the field. rather, it's not, you lose your chazaka on it. Okay, there is a bit of a machlokas rishonim here. What is base rova dafka or lav dafka, right? That's machlokas between the Rush and the Shita Lo Noda L'mi. The Rush says, which seems to be more posh rishonim, are the base rova dafka. If you didn't eat the pears of one base rova, let's say you just didn't plant that base rova, you left it empty, then you're not calling it. But if it's less than a base rova, it's so small, it's bottled to the rest of the field, then you're calling it. And the Shita Lo Noda L'mi says base rova is lav dafka. I mean, I don't know exactly where to draw the line, but even if there's like one square inch that you didn't plant and eat, I assume the normal space between plants, you're coning it. But if there's like one place you're supposed to put a seed and didn't, then you're not coning it. That is a big chumrah.
If the Gemara uses a language for
shiur, it's funny. Obviously, the Rosh Hashanah would tell you, one, they say base robust, so the shiur probably would just say it's an example. And he's not so vague. Okay, in any case, the art that is that we're going to focus on. Amar Funa Breeder Mishuv Lo Amar El Barzria. You have a lot of Barzria. Currently, Agav Ara. That's only true if it's regular soil that could be planted, and you don't plant a base robot. Let's go with the Rush. Then you don't win it in court after 3 years. But if it's not Barzria, let's say the base robot is a big rock or some other reason not plantable. Then it's bottles, the rest of the field, you're coated with the rest of the field.
A road going through the field would be also not.
Well, a road, you walk on the road, and that's how you coat it, because that would be Paris. The Paris of the path is walking on it. So here we're talking about something which really has no use, let's say. Like a rock, for example, right? That'll be your example. But Maskiflara baby barabaya math and some might get that. What if you have a field that's just a big rock? How do you have a Cheskes Gemul Shanim on it? Obviously, meaning there is a hill of perils is locked up eating produce. Remember, in a house, the hill of perils is living there. So even in a field, a hill of perils doesn't have to be literally agriculture. A hill of perils just means use of it for whatever it's useful. So what if you have a big rocky area that you can't plant anything? So how do you have Chesed Moshanim? You use it for what it's useful for. What do you do with it? I don't know what you do with it nowadays, but at least in those days, maybe the same thing nowadays. You would put your animals there, and you would spread out your produce to dry there. End of sugya. Here also, if you have a field that a base rover, that field is not plantable, it's not bottled to the field, because you should have used it in and of itself for keeping your animals there or spreading out your produce to dry there. Okay.
If you put a sign on, use it. It's on a place I put a sign on a place I don't want to plant something. Sign is a usage.
Not put a sign there saying like tafus al advertising. Then look over nowadays that would be a use like Mishnah Papiri and Khanami, whatever the use would be that people might use it for nowadays. Meaning you might use it for storage or something. Okay. Now, what is interesting about this Gemara? It seems very technical and fairly reasonable, not that much to analyze. What's interesting is the Rambam here. And again, those of us who are in the Shir Klali for Miller, some of the things maybe take a slightly different angle here and there. But the Rambam here is fascinating because already we have here a funny Lashon. Already the Gemara here hints at a funny Lashon. The Gemara is says, I think, twice, more than twice, Kana Kula, Kani Le Agav Ara, Bama the shtar hazaka, mashicha, hakba, etc. You know, we're not talking about acquiring something from someone. We're talking about proving that it's yours, meaning proving that you acquired it 3 years ago. So why do we use the lashon of kinyan? We should have said zochem akuba, you win in court that it's yours. You're not acquiring it now. Your claim is that you bought it from him with keset and shtar 3 years ago. His claim is that you stole it from him 3 years ago. So you're just winning in court. Okay, so the simple shot is that lashon is a little avdavka. After all, kana here, kana doesn't always mean to buy something. Sometimes kana means to own something, right? Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, Kone Shamayim Baretz, doesn't mean he bought it from someone, it means he owns it. Perhaps. So, simple pshat is, and what pretty much everyone would say here, the lashon of kinyan is not referring to a transaction, it's referring to a proof of ownership in court, and the lashon is locked off. The Rambam does something very interesting here, which is a pattern. Says the Rambam, if you look in the Ein Mishpat, it's an interesting Ein Mishpat. That would be Os Hey and Os Von rather. Mayimini Perik Alvich Mechir Aloch Des Vav Va'ayin. Va'ayin Vav. So here it fools you. Va'ayin Beha Sagos Vav and Zayin Perik Yud Beis Yovachoin Aloch Yud Yom. Right. He has Vav and he has Zayin, Hilchas Toin and Hilchas Mechira. Basically, the Rambam brings down our Sugya twice. The Rambam brings down our Sugya twice. One place he brings down where it belongs, in Cheskas Abad. The Cheskas Abad would be the early teens of Hilchas Toin and Nitan, or actually 11, 12, or teens. But the the early double digits of Hilchas Toin and Nitan, what does the Rambam say? That if the place you made your chazaka, and he brings down both parts of our sugya, meaning what if the whole thing, what is Rabbi saying in the end? If the whole thing is a rock, this is how you do chazaka. And so if only a base rova is a rock, the same applies to this, how you have to do chazaka. The rock brings down both parts of our sugya, meaning he brings down the sugya fully in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, he says, Lokom Shehesu Go Sela U'Chamamish, if the whole field, I don't know what to call it, field, the whole area is a rock, then you have to use it, benefit in the proper way. Obviously, not agriculture, you don't just payroll, so you have to behave, exactly our Vikayotra, etc. Exactly our Gemara. And then Yud Beis Tesayin, he brings down the case where only one makes rova is like that. Oh, the Kula Chutz makes rova, hence the Kula Chutz also makes rova. Even if there's a rock in the middle of the field that was based. But he doesn't say Rabbi Shimon Tafkar. And I hope the Mishnah should provide law in the Hazaka. Okay, so the Rambam brings down our Sugya fully in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, but he also brings down our Sugya, as the Mishnah points out, in Hilchas Mechira, Haisa Karka, Aleph Tezvav, Zchiach Tzela, Shimon Bolo Gedr Bolo Pirza. How are you Kona at Kinyan Hazaka? Generally, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, sorry, on Daf, Mem, Bezam, and Aleph, Nol Gedr Parts, Kulshin, you lock, or perhaps, or fence, or breach the fence of Kol Shu. Says the Rama, what if it's Chia Sela, a rock? There's no shy-playing fencing or take-down fencing. Beina Basriya, you can't even plant it. Harishan Azashka, Konos Hashkikas Pirata, what is Behema Shah? Clearly, it's getting more Gemara. There's no other Gemara in Shas that took that Mishnah Peri and Uk Michyusa. The Rama is bringing out our Sugya twice. He interprets our Sugya as talking about two different things. Number one, about the proof of Chetz Gimel Shanim. Number two, about the Kinyan Chazaka as a Maisa Kinyan, perhaps based on the hint of the word Konek. The Kayotzim is a Mishar Tashmish. So the Rambam is now our Sugya twice. Says the Ravid on that Rambam, Hagel Salom Chavra. Doesn't make any sense. The Chazaka Achilas Pirasi, but Achilas Pirasi Lo Mahani El Kenya Taina, but when Mekri Ba'ara Lo Kani El Amid Mahani El Ara, you know how big on Ara. The Ravid makes a clear distinction here, which we, when we introduce the Gaonic word, somewhat similar to the Rambam, we quoted from the Ritva in the beginning of our Perek. He says there's two different Chazakas. You know, it's basically merely it's merely a homonym. There are two things called chazaka. Okay, that's exaggerating. But there are two things called chazaka. There is chazaka as a proof, and there is chazaka as a ma'aseh kinyan. And the Ravid says there are two opposite things. For chazaka as a proof, you have to take from the land. You have to benefit from the land. You have to take hanaah from the land by akilas peiros. For chazaka as a ma'aseh kinyan, you have to give benefit to the land. As he says, demahanya la'ara, nal the gadar, nal the gadar. Improve the land somehow. You can improve the land by adding more fencing or adding less fencing, right? Depends on what you're interested in happening there. But either way, that is improving the land. He basically says the Ravid, he said, King in the Chazaka is, we'll call it Tikkun HaKarka, right? You improving the land, while the Raya of Chazaka, okay?
Cheskat Raya.
We'll call it Cheskat Raya. Cheskat Kinyan, Cheskat Raya, let's call it. That way it flows a little better. Cheskat Kinyan and Cheskat Raya is Achilas Peiros, and therefore our Gemara is obviously about Achilas Peiros. There's no two ways about that. It's about, again, not literally eating produce. That's all one Gemara. It's not literally eating produce, but it is eating produce conceptually. So the produce of a rock is putting things there for drying out or storage or whatever you put them for. Very, very clear. Never the twain shall meet. And our sugya is only about Cheskas Raya and nothing to do with Cheskas Kinyan. We're talking about Cheskas Kinyan. It's the beginning of Cheskas Abatim. It's right in the middle of all the sugyas of Cheskas Kimoshanim. And the Rambam is crazy, says the
Rambam. Right. Just part of the rock, you know, the whole rock. Yeah, like a little piece in the corner, which is...
At a certain point, you get into technicalities. The push-up shot is that you gonna have to use the whole rock, otherwise you'd only be coming to that part. The question is, if there's a giant rock, you use most of it. Could you say some of it is batel? That's depends on the rush and the shoot a little of me. If you use most of it and there's less than the base rope left, you don't use, the rush would say it's okay, the shoot a little would say it's not. So here the Rambam has a pattern. But this a sheet of the Rambam, that basically, what's the sheet of the Rambam? Shita the Rambam is whatever it says in the first Mishnah, on the first Mishnah of Cheskas Abatim, about Cheskas Raya, is also talking about Cheskas Kinyan. The Rambam has that Shita in three places, to the best of my knowledge. I don't think there's a fourth, but three is a lot. I'm learning Cheskas Abatim. Three is proof of something. Says the Rambam likewise on the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey. What does the Gemara say on Daf? Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara comments, Cheskas Shalom Shalom Yom Yom Amar Rav Abba Yidolei Lehu Gufei Tzanei Bepeirei Al Jarv Chazaka. Sometimes less than 3 years is immediate. When is it immediate? If the previous owner actually took a basket of the fruit and gave it to the new alleged owner, then that's a chazaka right away, which really makes a lot of sense because it proves that he sold in the field. After all, if Reuven just eats the fruit of Shimon's field, and for one day, that doesn't prove anything. You know, you need 3 years to prove something. But if Shimon actually took the basket of produce and gave it to Reuven, here it is, then clearly Shimon admits that he sold the field to Reuven. That is a good chazaka. Everyone understands this as having to do with Cheskas Raya. And the Rambam follows his general mahalach. What does the Rambam say? In Toy Minita Yudal of Tes, says the Rambam, Rehavi Ruben Avim Shizesh Shimon Balasada Kivate Payro Sada Zoban Nosamlo Kamala Sada Yad Ruben. Okay? If he can, there's two agents that Shimon gave to him, you collected a basket of payros and gave it to him, he wins. That's the what everyone would agree with. But he also brings down Hilchas Mechira Perek Aleph. Basically, they're around the Shita three places, but it says that Alchas is right. He brings down the Mechira Perek Aleph, right? And that you see in the.
Why is that such a proof? Why couldn't it be that he gave him a present, a matana? By itself, it doesn't...
We're not up to that sug yet. The Gemara, actually, I didn't want to get into the details. The Gemara said, what if he just says that I sold him a basket of fruit? Then that would neutralize the proof. And you're right, you can neutralize that fruit, but that's not our point now. We're not getting into the technicalities now. Says the Rambam, Mechira, Hamokher Sarul Havero, Benifas Falokeh, Zara Onara, he planted or plowed, Osha Asa Pirus Ilan, or gathered the fruits, Ozumaro or prune, Kokihitz, whatever, Eloy is a Kana, Shari Hexic, it's Chazaka, and Ethan Yochalak, the rope, the chain. And again, there's no place else in Shas he could have gotten it from. He clearly got it from our If the mocher gathered a basket of produce and gave it to Lokeach, come Lokeach miyad b'chazaki. He's kona b'chazaka, sherei gila daiter, shei kol sotas who can you cover, and ask for such a long time. He revealed that, and then he revealed his commitment that he gave this field over and now belongs to the other guy. So the Rambam clearly, this second time of the pattern, brings out something at Raya and turns it into Cheskes Kinyan, even with the lashon of Raya. Why is this a Cheskes Kinyan? Because the guy showed that he really gave it to him. Meaning, okay, we'll have to keep that in mind. And the third case is a bit of a different. It's not about the Maisa, but about the Gavra. But on that same, coincidentally, same Dachlamet here in the base, says, Amrav, Rav, Yisrael, Abba, Machmas, Akam, Reuka, Akam, Ma'akam, Eilu, Chazak, Elvishtar, Yisrael, Abba, Machmas, Akam, Eilu, Chazak, Elvishtar. A Jew who comes from a Goy is like a Goy. Just like a Goy has no Chazak unless it's a Shtar, so too the Jew comes from a Goy. What does it mean? A Jew comes because of the Goy? It means the Jew buys from the Goy. If a Goy is eating the field of a Jew, there's no Baal Chazak, only if he produces a Shtar. No Chazak will shun him if the Goy is eating the field of a Jew. Likewise, if I buy your field from a Goy, you're the Marakama, the Goy say that I buy from the Goy, 3 years is not enough. I need to have a Shtar. Why? Why would a Goy not have a proof Gibel Shani? After all, a proof is proof. So, pretty much, all the Mepharshim, agree. Maybe to the Rambam have that Lashon. The Rambam doesn't have the Lashon. That the reason is because the Goyim in those days were sort of stronger in tactics and often steal karka from the Jews. I don't imagine nowadays. Imagine like your great-grandparents in Europe. The Goyim could steal what they wanted from the Jews and the Jews couldn't say anything. And therefore, the fact that he 3 years and not objected does not prove anything. That is at least the Pashup shot.
Does that didn't go to the Jew who buys from that Jew?
What?
A third part.
Yeah, I think it would keep going.
All the way down.
I'm not sure. Okay, you have to figure out where to draw the line. What about 100 years later? Okay, I get that at a certain point you have to figure out where to draw the line, so they're supposed to deal with it. Anyway, what does the Rambam do here? Clearly, the Pashup shot is that we're talking about Cheskes Raya. And the Rambam brings it down to Toyim and Nitan. Yodalad Eber Cheskes Raya. Ha'akam afil of lakam ashalim ein achilos a Raya. It's not a Raya that a guy eats the field. Okay, and if he doesn't have a shtar, go back to more time. You stroll up on Machatak America. I'm from Shane. He loves no Raya. Okay, fair enough. Good. But what's it? What's strange about the Rambam? The Rambam also brings it out of Hilkos Mechira. Ha'akam Einu Kona Bechazaka. El Bishtar Vishakona in the Sinus Akhesa. An Akam, now we know there's difference in Jews and Goyim in the laws of Kinyanim. And we don't always have an obvious grasp of the reason why, right? We know, for example, the Gemara Darshins in Koros, that if you hold by Metalkalin, a Jew is Kona Bekesef, we know Raisa, for Goyim, you're Kona Bekesha, and if by Jews, Meshicha, we know Raisa, for Goyim, it's Kesef. So it's not surprising to find different rules for Kinyan and for Jews and Goyim. Like the Rambam had just stopped here and says, an Akov doesn't have Kinyan Chazaki and say, okay, I don't necessarily understand why Metalflin, I doubt for the Pascha, I would say technically where the Darshan from, I just don't understand the Svara, why an Akov is Bekesem, a Jew is B'mshicha, or a Jew is B'mshicha, an Akov is Bekesem. So over here, a Jew has Kinyan Chazaki and Akov doesn't. That would not be remarkable. The Rambam continues. And use the language that only comes from one place in Shas. Yisrael, Bamas Akam, or Yukakam, and Yukola El Bishtar. Clearly, he brings in this Gemara, Yisrael, Bamas Akam, which seems to be about Raya, which makes a lot of sense. And all of a sudden, brings it in the Kansas Hills Mechira, a Jew who's Bamas Akam. It's not even clear what he means by Bamas Akam. Only he's going to Bishtar and not Be Chazaka. So the Rambam is a pattern in three places where he takes Gemaras of Cheskes Raya and applies that to Cheskes Kinyan, and the Ravid calls him out in two of those places. And our sugya is the main place where the Ravid argues, and he gives his whole explanation, right? That Achilas Peros is only for Kinyan Taina, for a Raya, And the mikne is mahanilari. You have to approve the land. And he also, on the case of Dovi Le'iu Gufit son of the Pavian, the top Lama A.O.B., says, calls a holy hell derech shekasa. Ah, he's following his derech, which is wrong. The question is, what is the svara of the Rambam? And what's his makar and shas? So first, let's start with the Raivid. What's the makar of the Raivid and shas that the Raivid says these are two different opposite things? So it starts with the Mishnah and Daf Basement Aleph. Says the Mishnah and Daf Basement Aleph. The second half. Bamed or Machzik. Everything we've said until now is about Machzik. Meaning from Chavches to Membeis Amin Aleph, three lines from the end, is all about Machzik. But somebody gives a matana, or a brother who split the Yerusha, or someone who acquires half their property, like they're saying here, no, the gutter parts culture, then you don't need 3 years of Achilles payrolls. No, the gutter parts culture, that is a chazaka. The simple shot, remember, we saw the speech of the Gaonim, which the Rambam's not go that far, who says, really, there's no difference in the Maisa, it's just in the time period. Whether you need 3 years or you need right away. But the simple shot is the difference of the Maisa. When do we talk about 3 years of Achilas Peros? That is for Machzik. But for merely acquiring something, then Nol Gadar Parts Kolshu is a Chazaka, and as the Gemara explains that, Adaf Yon Beis Amin Beis, the Gemara says, explains a little more, Kisuri Mechzer V'Hachi Katani, but not necessarily master of like adding something that you would never guess from the Mishnah. Like just literally fleshing out the Pashup shot of what the Mishnah means. When do we say everything until Nachman Beis Amin Aleph for Chazak Shishma Taina? There's a fight between two people. Meaning, what does it mean? I say it didn't sell, you say it did sell. Meaning proving who's right and who's wrong. Not creating hollows. Aval Beirur, not Kenyan. Ryan, not kidding. I'm a chazak sheini matayna. But if there's no claims, it's just you want to accomplish something. You know, I'm talking about actually called maximum seger. They'll make the yalom. We're kinyan, but it's tainas proving tainas versus kinyan. No, gutter parts culture raised to chazaka. Okay, very very clear that the Gemara is distinguishing. No, gutter parts does not work for. Culture does not work for. Hezkes Raya, that does work for Hezkes Kenyan. Again, this is just one line, and it's not even clear, is it talking about a different mindset, is it talking about a different amount of time? But where this becomes very clear, you know, if it was just this, you wouldn't say the Raivid has the upper hand. You wouldn't say the Raivid has the upper hand. But the real reason the Raivid has the upper hand is the Gemara Duflin Zayin of an Aleph. Says Gemara Duflin Zayin of an Aleph, Ula thinks Kol Shigilu Benichsei Yer Kana Benichsei Chaveru Kana Kol Shigilu Benichsei Yer Kana Lo Kana Benichsei Yer Lo Kana. He equates Benichsei Chaveru and Benichsei Yer. But Maskel Rav Sheshes is not true. And the marks Rav Sheshes. Who called the hoopah? You think it's a rule very near plowing the Benichsei Yer Kana Benichsei Yer Lo Kana. It's Kona Benichsei Yer. The Gemara says Rafa Kva Porta. Right and Daf. We're with Rafik Laporta, he was the Flan Zion. I forgot what Daf is. So the Gemara has a case where a guy came, he was Rafik Laporta, he merely plowed a little, or even hoed a little, same idea, and he's cloned in Echse Agir, but the Gemara and Daf, Lamed, but Amit Bey says that Nir is not a Chazaka. So, for Chazaka, plowing does not work. But for, remember we saw that on, it wasn't so explicit in the Gemara, but by the city of Tzufos, if he just plows it, it doesn't help. Plowing does not work, but plowing does work to be Kona Hefker, Nefse Yager. And Achilas Peros, the Nefse Chavir Kana, the Nefse Yager Lokana, Achilas Peros is Kona Bid. Nifse Chavero and not Nifse Hager. Okay, what does this mean? Nifse Chavero, Nifse Hager, says the Rashban. The Netzei Chaveiro, the response says, L'inin cheska shalosh shanim, meaning chazak of 3 years, tokechem lakakti mokar lo lakakti, right? Fighting over who's right and who's wrong. That's Netzei Chaveiro. What is Netzei Ager? Netzei Ager is to be kona something. The Rashbam says very clearly, what does Netzei Ager mean? Again, Lady Cheska Shalosh Shanim Shlokeh Omer Lakakti Mover Omer Lomacharti. Lomer Have Yichazaka. Me a Kenyan Al Dimoto Matana. It's not a Kenyan. The Kenyan is you claimed 3 years ago you gave money here, you got a matana, etc. It's just for proof. Nechse Chavir means proof. Nechse Ager means Kenyan. And what's the difference? Rashi explains. Rashbam explains that. Nichse near means hakol toloi. When it comes to chazaka, nichse ra kol toloi b'achilas geiros. It all depends if you benefit. Because if you don't benefit, the guy has a loss. Why would he object? So the Rashbam has it very clear. What does it say here? Daf Nun Zayin Nun Aleph says nichse chaveiro. What works? Achilas geiros. Works and near does not. Nechse hager achilas peros does not work, and near does work. And what does the Rashbam say there? Says the Rashbam and the Ravid and the Ritva and the Koreshi and lots of others as well. I think like maybe the Mishnah side means a lot. Should be. He says, this is talking about Chezkas Raya, right? You need Achilas Peros, not Tikun Karka. And then he's talking about Chezkas Kenyan. Chezkas Kenyan. Okay, I don't even know why I'm using so many words. It's pretty obvious. You need Tikun Karka. Not Achilas Peros, and never the twain shall meet. That is what the Rashbam says here. That's what the Ravid says, and the Mishnah Torah rejects the Rambam. That is what the Ritva says in the Yidu Perek. Many other Rishonim say that as well. Basically, this is the opinion that, you know, the Sosa, I think, here quoted that Achilas Peros doesn't work for Chezkas Kenyan. And when the Sosa brought that down, what did he say? He says, I mean, this is not the main point we're going to focus on. But he says, the Rambam says, Karka Nikna Achilas Peros. But he says, the Ravid says, Achilas Peros only for Raya, not for Kenyan. Okay, that's Rashbam. Okay, he goes to another Rashbam. Also, there's not a few places. And the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ran, and the Rush, and the Tor. And you could add others as well, right? Ritva, or else he would have added him. Basically, most Rishonim take the approach of the Ravid here. And the Rambam is clearly on the defensive here. Because the Rambam thinks Achilas Peros does work for Chezkas Kenyan. So he seems to be against this Gemara. Before we get back to the Rambam, where would the Rambam get this idea from that Achilas Peros works for Chezkas Kenyan? So I think there are, let's say, two Gemaras that are challenging for the Ravid. What are the two Gemaras that are challenged? There are two Gemaras that sound like Chezkas Kenyan. Achilas Peros works for Chezkas Kenyan. Right? Basically, Chezkas Kenyan al yaday Achilas Peros. Right? So basically, the proof against is Dachdun Zayin of an Aleph. That's where everyone's coming off. That they have this, they have here, and they say again. Two totally different in Yanni. What are the proofs for Chezkas Kenyan de Achilas Peros? So I think there are two Gemaras where we find that Achilas Peros is a Kenyan. Again, not between Chav Chesed and Beis. That's all until now it's talking about Chezkas Gimel Shana. But later in the Masechet, or much later in the Masechet, one is the famous story of Gimel and Beis about Matzia Matzos. Right? Rav Sheshit says, if you put matzos, you put bedding down, in Nichsei Ager, again, Nichsei Ager means hefker. Obviously, Tomei Ager died without any relatives, and therefore his property is hefker. If you put bedding down your kona, and he proved it from Mishnah, literally enlightened us from Mishnah, Tanya Kate from Chazaka, how are you kona an Eved b'Chazaka? Okay, without the let's assume we're not getting into Rabbi Shimon here. That if the Eved picked you up, you are a Kona. Likewise, I guess this karka
belongs to the gear or belongs to the matzo.
Matzo, let's assume they belong to you, to the Kona. Okay. Anyway, likewise, this ground is, this karka is picking you up because you're lying on it, and you are Kona. What if it's kini matzia matzo? Does it sound like you're sleeping on the ground? Sleeping on the ground is achilas neros. So one is dafnu gimel amid beis matzos. That seems to imply that achilas peros does work. That seems to imply that achilas peros does work. Interestingly, the Rambam actually does not use this as raya. But anyway, theoretically, you could use this as raya for the Rambam. How could you be docha this raya? How could you be docha this raya to the Rambam? Right? So what are some of the options? One option is we see from here Achilles Pyrrhus works. Could we approve Achilles Pyrrhus works? Again, the Rambam is not going to use this as a proof. But say that it's a proof that Achilles Pyrrhus is Konev, because sleeping on the ground is Achilles Pyrrhus. But what are the two ways you can be dope with this proof?
Sleeping, it's
Matzimah Tzeros. I don't say sleeping. Now, it implies something about sleeping, because it talks about Hagbah and compares it to being on top of something, but the Gemara doesn't say sleeping. The Gemara says Matzimah Tzeros. Perhaps you also have to sleep just to eat like Milsa that those Matzeros were significant. You know, perhaps not. I don't know. But maybe it's really about Tikkun Karka. So, how can you be Doche? But it could be midin tikkun karka, not the sleeping, but the hatsas matzos. Maybe you could say it's a stretch, I understand. When we think of tikkun karka, we think of building things, not putting down bedding. Maybe putting down bedding is considered a type of tikkun karka. Who says that? The Shidul Nubet says there, in the name of the Shidul Nubet, he says that very explicitly. Right, the Shigla Nodalami right there says, he says, before we get to the spot of this, I already mentioned the Shigla Nodalami first. What did he say? He said that, Mistabrili, Yitzim Atzos Bilvat. Right, as I already said, even without sleeping, just putting it there. Neshame Yabba Hanachasim, because you are improving the real estate. Doing it to see a Bechir, like painting and decorating. Okay, so what's the comparison? The comparison is not really to the Hagbah of the Eved, it's really to the Yipoy. If the Eved improves the owner, right? Sacho Gerdo, he does a spot treatment, whatever you call it, of the owner. And even though there, the Niknet is improving the Konet, and here the Konet is improving the Niknet, okay, it's a big parallel, and it is good enough. It's not a proof, it's just not a real enlightenment, it's just an enlightenment. Maybe an enlightenment is less than a proof, you know. But that's the Shigul Anoda Lami, and okay, then he goes to Yish Omer, which we'll have to come back to. But this is the Shigul Anoda Lami. And maybe Tosos says Tosos, I'm a Tzima Tzos, but it's a Yerkana, but Daki's in Tzia. Only if he put out the bedding, well, Halakai Shachem, if he slept, if there's already bedding and he slept there, no. Has to be Davka, again, this will be against the Rishpah, we haven't seen yet. Davka putting the bedding. Even if it was already, the bedspread was made, he slept, that's no good. He needs a chashub hakbah. I'm not clear what that lusha means, because the Masorta Shach says, so it's not clear exactly if Tosfos is the same as Shigul Olami or not. Certainly, the Gersu Chazaka Chashuba, what's he saying? Yeah, chazaka hashiba, not sleeping. You need to like put something here. Maybe it means things she can learn with me. Or it's possible not, but maybe Tosfos. Again, if you have the Gersa, especially of, it's not about hakba, it's not about you being supported by the ground. It's chazaka hashiba, maybe the chazaka hashiba improve the ground, but you know, it's not 100% clear. The Rashban has a different approach. Says the Rashban, what does the Rashban say? He makes an exception. What's his exception? He says, normally, Achilas Miros is not a Chesgas Kenyan. You need to improve the land. Want the exception? Hanav Gufo, there's two kinds of Achilas Miros. There's financial benefits, like I go and harvest the wheat and then eventually sell it or eat it. Or I rent out the house or something or whatever. I put my payros there, Mishnah, payri, and open to use up. And then there's physical bodily benefit, right? Like actually sleeping there. You understand? Actual sleeping is like a stronger kesher than just using it in my business. Because I'm actually sleeping. That's the comparison to the Eved, where the Eved actually picked me up. I'm Koneh, the land actually picks me up. I am Konish, and then it's a good comparison to the Eved. It never says that if I tell the Eved, go do some work someplace in a factory for me, that's a Kenyan Chazaka. Only since he physically touched my body, that's a Chazaka. Likewise here, only if the land physically touched my body, says the Rashban, what he basically says is normally, Achilas Piros does not work. The Avagat Vilav Hayim no go to a Parech, so Tikan Shul Tikan, even though it's not Tikan Karka, if Tanas Hagov have Yechazaka, if Tanas Hagov, it is Chazaka, and he says that's the Gemara in Kiddushim. Darshan for Lashon Yeshiva. Yeshiva means Tanas Hagov. So says the Rashban, no, Cheskas Kenyan is either Tikkun Karka or Tanas Hagov. It's not Achilas Peiros. He's still keeping his main derech. He's just making one exception. It's either Tikkun Guf or Hanas Karka. You could say the same thing for the second challenge. What is the second challenge? Oh, that's not what I meant. Daf Kuf. There's a funny sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in Daf Kuf, which we do not hold like. Rabbi Eliezer says walking on land is a Kenyan. Kumis Laikwa Earth Lorkul Rakwa is a Kenyan. Fine, so we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. But what do we hold? Interestingly, in the path of a vineyard, since it's only for walking, you're koneh by walking. Okay, shvil shel kramen. Hiloch, bishvil, not bishvil because. Bishvil shel kramen. Why? Since it's only for Hiloch, that's good enough. What is the pashat shot here? Here the Rambam, really, this would fit for the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, this is great. It's Achilas Peiros. Achilas Peiros, the Kenyan Chazaka. Here we're clearly talking about a Kenyan Chazaka. That's clearly context. Why only a shvil shel kramen? Why not walking on anything? So the answer is because Achilas Peiros needs to be a significant Achilas Peiros. If someplace is for living and all you do is walk through it, that's not real Achilas Peiros, because you're not using the normal use. If something is for planting and growing crops and you just walk through it, that's not Achilas Peiros because it's not the normal use. But if something is only made for walking through and you walk through it, that's the Peiros of that thing, right? Walking through a field is not the Peiros. The Peiros is growing things, but walking through someplace made for Achilas, so the Rambam is Nicha for the Rambam. Nicha lefi harambam achilas peiros is a chenskas kenyan. But if you're not going to hold like the Rambam, then what are you going to do? So who else has an okay time with this? Who else is okay with this? The Rashban, because after all, when I walk, I am being nena hanas haguf. And basically, that's basically what he tries to say here. He says, Derech Hanas Maisa Konan Oso. Okay, that doesn't give away too much. But then he footnotes. He says, I am Erech. Matziyatzot v'nefzeger. It's the same thing, right? See, basically says the same shita for the Rashbam. For the Rashbam, he says, Hanas Hakof. I know he doesn't use the word Hanas Hakof. Just the word Hanas. But he says, look at what I said about Matziyatzot. So we know it's the same thing. What if you're the shita l'olumi? Not a shita l'olumi, I'm every on Basra. What if you hold, no, there's no exceptions. Only Tikkun Karka, not even Hanas HaGuf is good enough. How are you going to explain the Shvil Shel Pramim? You could explain the Shvil Shel Pramim like the Ktos. The Ktos has a Bekhidish, we mentioned this Ktos at that point. Because he took his Kiddush and used it as his Hezbro for Chesed HaShvish. But what was he originally based on? He says, how does it make sense that walking, he basically says, our Shakhtaritariya. He says, how is walking a king of Shvil Shel Pramim paying up for the Rambam and Tzachimus Peros? Perfect. Right? Says the Ktos. Nichol via Rambam. That's fine. But how about the other Rishonim? It's not a Chilas Peros. And interestingly, he doesn't say, oh, look at the Rashbam and I'll say, well, why doesn't he say that? I think he wants to get two different parts. So what does he say? He says, L'chein yirolim yizdai da'avga l'chilas Peros yinu kona ha'in lo mahani shikun is gufay ha'arga. That's an echazaka on the b'chefta park itself. But if you're only giving someone what I think they call it easement, perhaps, you're only giving someone the right to use it, not the actual karka. If you're only giving someone the right to use it, then there's different standards. Says the Ktos, this is basically not really kinyan karka. Says the Ktos, no, hilach eino kone karka. And a chanami, it's only chilas peres. Chilas peres not kone karka. However, there's a new kind of chetza called shibosh karka. And how does he read it? And again, he has a smock in the Rimigashtir. If you look at the Rimigashtir, it basically sounds like so. Just let me speak it out. The Rimigashtir is not a kinyan aguf. Yeah, a kinyan aguf, that means tikkun aguf. But over here, it's not a kinyan aguf, it's only kinyan tashmishim. Basically says, I'm not selling you the path itself. I'm only selling you the right to walk there. I'm only giving you the right to walk there, and that means lonasa el lehiloch. Lonasa el lehiloch means don't actually want to own the land. They just want to walk there. For tashmishin, that's a different standard. Tashmishin, you can be kona through achilas peros. Eino kona karka, ela rak, zechus, shiva. Okay. And therefore, that's not, now, it still is a finish, but it's not talking about normal kinyan chazaka of karka, it is rather talking about the kinyan of tashmishin karka, which have their own rules. So basically what comes out with this? What comes out with this is again, I'll explain in a moment why I'm not putting the Ktos, I'll put the Sheba below the Lami, and the Rashbam put himself with the Rashbam. The Rambam is very clear here, Ktos is right, that this works well for the Rambam. The Rambam's not going to be here. We'll see why in a moment. But basically we have three approaches. What are the three approaches? We have approach A, which is Achilas Peros is Cheskes Kenyan, and that is famous as the Rambam. We have B, no, not Achilas Peros, that doesn't count. Only not Achilas Peros, only Tikkun Karka. Or we have not Achilas Peros, but either Tikkun Karka or Hanas HaGuf. Either Tikkun Karka or Hanas HaGuf. That is a Chiddush, but this Chiddush is Rashbam, but actually the Ritva in Kiddushin says this Chiddush based on the Kiddushin. Right, the institution says, Shiva says the written there in the says it more than once. This is on that original Gemara. Two types of Hazaka went from the Pasmi. Mehekin takes two types of Hazaka. Mehekin takes the only Tikkun Karka. Okay, there's one thing. Mehekin takes the Achilas Peros, we'll get it. Mehekin takes the two options, neither which is Achilas Peros. I don't know. Say whatever you want, but the Ritva apparently is concerned. The Hikki takes his idea, and he says we learn both of the pasuk. Why? Sharing tafsu or rim lahem Ulamiknehem. Because after all, when they took the cities, Shuva Arachim Shetafastim was for their themselves and for their animals. And therefore, for themselves, they just walked in and left there. And that's Hanasa Goth. For their animals, that's not Hanasa Goth. That's miraculous spiritual jungle part. But everyone knows when you bring your animal, you have to face the man. That's Malgadar Parah. So the Ritva actually, this is the Reshban. This is the Ritva in Kiddushin. And he's even finds a makor in the pasuk. Okay. He takes it very seriously. There's Trey Dine Chazaka, as he says, right? Right? Shaper Trey Dine Chazaka. There are two ways to Chazaka, through Anasa Gof and through Tikkun HaKar. But what he doesn't deal with is, are there other differences between Trey Dine? Or is a real Trey Dine from two different ways? Or two ways the same thing? He doesn't tell us. The other approach, which would fit better with the Ktos, because the Ktos seems to ignore the Rishpah. Again, I'm not supposed to know the Rishpah, but he was trying to explain other things. And the Shita will know double me. They say, no, only Tikkun Karka, and Matsuki Matsos is Tikkun Karka, and you can turn Hilo into Tikkun Karka, but you can turn that into not a Kinyan on Karka in the first place and exclude it. And the Rambam says, even Achilles Peros, okay, we'll have to see what he does with that in a second. So we basically see two ways for the anti-Rambam camp, for the righted camp, to defend themselves against Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Kof. I guess the third right of Rambam is all over Chesed Zabat to use the Lashon of Kinyan by Achilles Peros. There's been a Lashon of Islam Dafka, right? Meaning, you know, I guess if you want to, you would say three Daf Kof Testament days. The Ode uses a Lashon of Kane Gabi Achilas Peros. And we all know what would everyone say? They would say the Lashon of Kane is Lav Dafka. The Rashban even says enough. The Zion will come back to a second. And what's the answer? The Dechia is that Lav Dafka. Okay, that's not the end of the world. So everyone else is defended. The question is, how are we going to defend the Rambam? The question is, how to defend the Rambam? Now again, to defend the Rambam against the Mishnah Dafin Beis is not hard. All the Mishnah Dafin Beis said is that for Nixay Agar, Yal Parpar, Gold, other parts, Koshi works. And not for Nixay Chavei, not for Cheskis Gimel Shani. Okay, that's fine. It's nothing to do with Achilles Peros. Remember, the original Machlokas is about Achilles Peros. Meaning, what am I saying? Again, right not? Go back. Everybody should have put it together. We're not going to. What would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say that Chesed Raya is Achilles Peros. Cheskas Kenyan. What does Rambam say about Cheskas Kenyan? You open up a Hilchos Mechira Perik Aleph, where you go to Kesef Shtar, and then halfway through Perik Aleph gets into Chazaka. Ketzad Bechazaka. No, Lugoder Parts Kolshu, Ushe Yolo Mamaisa, as long as you accomplish something, right, with your Basin. Continuing. And that thing takes you from Hess through Yud Dalid. And then he also mentions you can have Shtichas Piros on his behemoth, Dafka of Tesla Bays. You can have Asifas Piros Elon, Achilles Peros, or if he gives you a basket of Piros Elon. Right, he also mentions Achilles Peros. Okay, so let's say it's either way. Tikkun Karka. Oh, Achilles Peros. Again, the round that was all we talked about a long time ago. We got it. So the Mishnah Dafin Beis is not difficult to the Rambam. Yeah, there's more ways to do Cheskas Kenyan than to do Cheskas Raya. No problem. What's against the Rambam is Dafin Zayin of an Aleph. Daf Zayin and Aleph says Nisei Chavero is Dafka Achilus Pirusin, not near. Nisei Ger is Dafka Ger and not Achilus Pirusin. Basically saying Achilus Pirusin doesn't work for Cheskas Kenyan. So the that seems to be forced against the Rambam, but not really. Why not really? Because let's remember the basic exegetical assumption of the Rambam, right? The Rambam assumes that whenever the Gemara uses the word kana, it doesn't mean proof, lav davka. It means actual maisa kinyan, kalos kinyan, not raya. What does it say in Daf Zayin and Aleph? Near to v'nechse yir kana, v'nechse chavir lo kana. Kilos peris, v'nechse chavir kana, v'nechse yir lo kana. It's happening to say koner with koner. Everyone else says, as our response is there, it's happening raya with kinyan. Don't think the two words kana mean the same thing. One of them means Kenyan and one of them means Raya, as he says. Lokana, Benechsevir Nami Kana, Kloma Hamya Chazaka, Leo Kenyan is something else. It means Chazaka, Raya. The Kenyan is something else. That don't take the word literally. But the Rambam would just say, no, both words Kana mean Kana. In which case, the Rambam is, and again, I don't mean obviously this is the Rambam. The Rambam says this for the Rambam. The Rambam just not in Hilchos Toim Benitan and not in Hilchos Mechira. But the Rambam says, no, it's referring to two types of kinyan. What is the difference? Here it is. Kinyan nechsei chaviro. And here it is talking about kinyan nechsei hefker. Ah, they're just two different types of kinyan. That whole Gemara that finds in Zayin and Aleph, which everyone assumes is the biggest, basically everyone except for the Rambam. That's basically what the Ritva does in the beginning of our Perek. How does the Ritva start our Perek? He says, let me just make sure these Shiva Bachar are not confused. Don't think Chazak and Chazak have anything to do with each other. Don't think the word Kone always means Cheskes Kinyan. You have to look at the context and see what it means Cheskes Kinyan, what it means Cheskes Raya. Realize there are two totally, again, Kinyan is Kinyan, and Raya is Raya, and the twain shall meet. And one is about you benefiting from the land, the other is the land benefiting from you. Totally different idiom. All based on Nizayin and Aleph. And the Rambam says, no. Read Nizayin and Aleph. Nizayin and Aleph is not Mebezim and Aleph. It's not Tomei Chetzki's Gimel Shanim anymore. By Nizayin and Aleph, we're not Tomei Chetzki. Who's Tomei Chetzki's Gimel Shanim? By Nizayin and Aleph. Okay. Happy enough above. They were talking a little. And then the mission of Zayin Elf is not clear what it's talking about. But the Rambam will say, they're not talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim here. We're talking about Cheskes Kinyan. We're just contrasting two types of Cheskes Kinyan. Kinyan Chavero means Dacha Charismachter from someone else. And Kinyan Nifnagar meaning Hefter. And if you had to pick one region who you bring a Raya without even reading anything but the chapter headings on top of the page, who says that there are fundamental differences between how you're kona from someone else and how you're kona hefker, which rishon would that be? If you were writing a book of halakha, let's say you're writing a book, 14 basic subdivisions with all the halakhas, and one of them is an opinion, how would you divide it? You might say, well, here's how you're kona karka, here's how you're kona metaltalin, here's how you're kona, et cetera, right? Now, what if I'm being kona something from you or from Hefker? Will you put that together in just one of the rules of kinyanim or in totally different months? What would you have done? The first one, that's probably what I would have done also. Not that I'm smarter than Rambam, so I'm less smart than Rambam, right? I would have said, here's the rules of kinyan. I would have said, safer kinyan, Hilchos. Hilchas Kinyan, Hilchas, whatever you call it. Here's Hilchas Kinyan, you're Kona Metaltalin this way, you're Kona Karkin this way, etc., etc. That is not what the Rambam does. What does the Rambam do? Hilchas Mechira and Hilchas Zechiyo Matana. Now, there are many reasons for that, because Matana is not like Nesay Ger, but Hilchas Mechira and Hilchas Zechiyo Matana, and what does he basically do? He says, here's how to be Kona something from your friend, Hilchas Mechira, meaning exchanging with your friend. Here's Zechiyo Matana, either getting something from no one or getting something from someone for free. And the beginning of Zechiyo Matana is the Zechiyo part. And what does the Rambam basically do? He says, here's Hilchos Mechira, here's how you buy things. Hamekach, Eino Nikta Dvarim, buying and selling. That got to be buying and selling. You can't just say words. You have to do a mitzvah, right? And every person, nikta behem, etc. And then you go to Helkos Zechiyo Matana. And again, there's a lot to be said about the difference between Zechiyo Matana and Helkos Mechira, which we're not going to get into now. This is just by way of background. But how does it start Zechiyo Matana again? He starts with Zechiyo. Not Zechiyo Matana, Miyachad. How do I know? He starts with Aleph Aleph. Hefker called Maxik Vazacha. Whoever's Maxik and Hefker is Zocha. And what else is Hefker? Midbaris and Naharis and Nakolim are Hefker. And Dugim and Ayam and Naharos are Hefker, etc., etc. Basically, how are you Zocha from Hefker? The Rambam says, what do you mean? I have in my book Mishnah Torah for other reasons. Because of this more than Zion. I have Hilchas Mechira, which starts on Mechach Nidna, and Hilchas Hefker, which is, how are you Hamachzva Zocha? You're Zocha in Hefker. So when I read the Gemara Nachman Zayin, Nesach Haver Nesayim Der, I'm not thinking there's a contrast in Raya and Kinyan. No, we're always in the realm of Kinyan. Here's the word Kana. The Rambam Shita, the word Kana always means Kinyan. It might also mean Raya, but it also always means Kinyan as well. Every Kana in our Parak, the Rambam at least means Kinyan. And therefore, it's contrasting Hilchos Mechira with Hilchos Zechia. Forget the Matana for now. And that's not my theory in the Rambam. The Rambam says this straight out of black and white. I mean, you don't have to be smart to figure this out. The Rambam solves his own problem. You don't need to show them. You don't need to grow them. The Rambam makes everything very poshut. Says the Rambam in Perek Sheni, Nifse Gerchen L'Yorshin. Notice how he starts with Nifse Gerchen L'Yorshin. Just to orient us. You want to know Nifse Ager? Nifsi Ger doesn't mean Sefer Kinyan as opposed to Sefer Mishpatim. No, Nifsi Ger is within Sefer Kinyan, Hilchos Zechia, as opposed to Hilchos Mechira. And what does he say here? He starts with two things. Kolamax Bahem Viderich Midarche Chazaka Mishmerim was Mechira Kana. Chutz Mechilos Peros. All the Chazakas from Hilchos Mechira work except Mechilos Peros. So the Rambam says very, very clear. For Nitzei Hager, near works, all Chazakas work, but for Nitzei Hefker, then Achilas Peros, basically when it comes to, Nitzei Hefker, Tikkun Karka, is Kenyan Chazaka, but as the Rambam tells us, but Achilas Peros is not Kenyan Chazaka. All Kenyan Chazakas work except for Achilas Peros. So he says, no, the Daftan Zayin is within Kenyan Chazaka. There's a difference which no one else holds from, but the Rambam also there's a difference between Kenyan Chazaka on Hefker and Kenyan Chazaka on property of someone else. Okay, why is that? Let's read on a little, because that's only half the Gemara Daf Zayin. What are the other half the Gemara Daf Zayin? So, Ketzad, etc., right? He says, even if you eat the Pigros of Elam Kamashonim, it doesn't help. And he even says, the mice of the Gemara, that means the mice of the Gemara, Achilles Peros doesn't help for Kenyan. Right? What's the mice of the Gemara? A woman had 13 years, she ate the fruit of a tree. And then someone else came and improved the land a little, and was Kona, and the woman lost, and the woman was very upset. But halacha is halacha. Which everyone else speaks to me, Achilles Peros is not Kona. It's only a Raya. Here, they're not fighting over Raya or anything, just who's Kona. So she lost after 13 years. The Rambam said, no, that's because she was acquiring Hefker. If she had been buying it from her friend, that would have been different. But then he continues, Yeshbar Harvi, Rabin, how the other half they are than the earth? Yeshbar Rabin, she imhetsig ben alokach lo kana dai. There are many things lokach buying doesn't work. Imhetsig ben echman nifse agar, nifse Hefker kana. Just like Achilles Peros works for your friend's property and not for Hefker, there are many things which don't work for your friend's property, but do work to be called a Hefker. That's the other side of the doctrine sign. Ketzad, if you find a big building, the Siyed Bahem, Siyed Echad, Kira, and Kira, and you decorate the building a little, Kana. Apparently that doesn't work for Nisei Habero, but it does work for Nisei Ager, and Hatzar Tzura B'Nisei Ager Kana. Sartsura is Kona, B'nichsei Ger, not B'nichsei Chavero. We're making a picture as opposed to a pattern. You know, or putting on paint. Or putting matzos, right? Putting the bedspread only works when it's safe here. Again, that's what Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say matzia matzos and get achilas piros. Achilas piros doesn't work when it's safe here because matzia matzos is actually a ger, so he doesn't say it's achilas piros. He rather takes the approach of the Shinur Avolami and says it's a missile improvement. Not a real improvement. A little improvement. It's like putting a picture on the wall. It's like painting a little. You don't really do anything. A little nice. Hanaris asad meis the right there, nar. Here, a little plowing. I'm a fast as more as I get, but I'll show one nose. The copper swarm, and it's a little work on the tree. And Daglob, and a little comment, etc. Okay, basically, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, now, what is he? It's not 100% clear. What is the Tzad HaShoveh of all these things, right? Tzad HaShoveh is Dvar Rabin. All these things that are like near, but basically, what's with Nechse Chaveiro? Achilas Piros is Kone. Achilas Piros is Kenyan Chazaka. But let's call it a Tikkun Katan. Why am I calling it Tikkun Katan? So he starts with these little things like Fiyin and Kinor and Sar Tzura and Matia Matzos. These seem like very, very small acts. Even though then he goes on. But somehow, some type of tikkun doesn't work. So, okay, there's at least some tikkunim don't work, right? That's very clear. Some tikkunim don't work. He didn't say all, he didn't say all tikkunim. No, some tikkunim work in Hilchos Mechira. But certain tikkunim, are not. Okay, so the Rambam is very clear that the Rambam does not think that Achilas Piros is a difference between Peskis Raya and Peskis Kenyan. He rather thinks Achilas Piros worked in Ixach HaBiro, whether Raya or Kenyan, and doesn't work in Ixach HaBiro, where it's only Chayakon Kenyan, Raya forever. And that's very clear. That's how the Rambam, if you want to summarize Achilas Piros, I know we still have to explain the Rambam a little more. And we're gonna have to deal with this a little more, but let's just summarize and then I will take a picture. Achilas Peros, Ravid Ve'od says it's Chezkas Raya, not Chezkas Kenyan, and the Rambam says, nope, it's Mahani. Benechse Chaveiro, Bain Laraya, Bain Lakinyan, and it's Lo Mahani, Liknos, Nifse Hefker, what we call Nifse Hager. Okay, it's not shy if you're going to Raya against Nifse Hefker, you can't have a fight with a Raya against Hefker. That's very clear. Now, I'm not sure yet. Thing I don't know yet. Certain tikkunim, such as Nira. But I haven't been knocked here yet. But I'm not going home yet. I wouldn't go home without being knocked here. Okay, I don't have to show. Okay, now we just have to figure out one last thing, which is what is the svara for this Chiluk of the Rambam? What's the svara for this Chiluk of the Rambam? Everyone else makes sense. Why is there only Cheskes Kenyan and Cheskes Raya? They're two totally different things. Cheskes Kenyan, what was it? So, this is my opinion, this isn't. Either the Xeris goes that he can count as one continue, or the Xeris goes there are two types of mice together. That's the try, has to be with when he's going to object it. Has to do with when he's going to object it. For the Rambam, we have to figure out the Svara. Why should there be a difference? I understand he put help as a he, a different help as a he, and he obviously thinks it's logical to differentiate. But that doesn't tell us what the logic is. Why would we differentiate a double question between Chezkat, Kenyan, and being Kenyan Hector and Kenyan Mechaveiro, and why would Kenyan Mechaveiro be so similar to Chezkas Raya and Kenyan Hager not? That's what we have to figure out. So I think there are two approaches to the Rambam. I mean, okay, maybe a combination approach, but I think there are two approaches to the Rambam. Let me just ask Chaim to take a picture of the board. Okay, next time. Just wanted to you to know that we miss you.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Now, the what's the svara for the Rambam to be mechadesh? Let's just go back to the Rambam, right? Everyone else has worked out now. Let's stick with the Rambam now. And here we might get into a fight, because there's more than one shot in the Rambam. The question is, what's like Pashup shot? And the answer is going to be, each one of those Pashup shots someplace, and not someplace else. So what's shot in the Rambam? Let's just hazard the Rambam for a second. Says the Rambam, he says, Kenyan Netze Hager, Achilas Peros does not work, and Nir, which goes together with Siyud, Kiyur, Vechuli, does work. Kenyan Netze Havero, Achilas Peros does work, and Nir, Siyud, Fear the Huli does not work. And we would add one thing, that the Rambam seems to have some equation between the Kinyan Nechse Havero and Cheskas Raya. And the same would be applied to Cheskas Raya. Clearly, Nir does work for Cheskas Raya. The Rambam writes that the Furish in Pelos Tominitan, maybe it was in the Furish, it's right there. And I think those pairs obviously works. That's the whole point. And that's the whole point of the Rambam we started with. What is the Svara? Let's start with Achilas Peros. Why would Achilas Peros work for Nechze Havero and not for Nechze Agir? Okay, the Rambam's why would it work for Nechze Havero but not for Nechze Hager? So, the Magid Mishnah discusses this. And basically, the whole Shem of the Rambam is a machlokes thing, the early Achronim and the later. That is the Magid Mishnah, the very small print here, who says, Nira, the nearest Dasper Beinu. Okay. He does use a phrase here, but forget the Magid Mishnah. Maybe he didn't come with that phrase. What's the difference? What's the Svar Lechavik? Can anyone think of a reason why Nechse Hager would be easier to be Kona than Nechse Hager? Das Acheres Makta. We find Das Acheres Makta in Shas. Where do you find Das Acheres Makta in Shas? This is you Belbert. What do I mean by that? That's not in Shas, that's in Tosfos. But everyone picks up on it so much that we think it's in Shas. You know, it's like Nigel Holtzi Moria. By now we think it's in Shas. Because it's so much that it's in Rishonim Achronim, it's so posh. So you're right, it's so posh in the Achronim and
Seven Ezels,
all the Rishonim. Yeah, it's posh. After all, Das Acheres Makta by Katan. What does Tosu say? He says a Katan can't be Kona Hefker, but Das Acheres Makta, he can. Where do we find Das Acheres Makta in Shas, though? First paragraph of Metziah, right? By Chatzar Sheini Mishtameres. If you want to do it in Chatzar, Chatzar Sheini Mishtameres, and all the details there and the conditions. If it's from Hefker, it doesn't work, but Das Acheres Makta does. That's the phrase Das Acheres Makta comes up in Shas in the first paragraph of Metziah. Right? And from there, that became not famous. And the thing about the katan, I mean, just as more than Mike said, became famous, and people think it says that in Shas. Even though it doesn't say that in Shas, just almost all the Rishonim and Achronim agree, so I guess it might as well. I mean, we're all Orthodox Jews. We accept our Masorah, even if it doesn't say so in Shas. Right? Okay, doesn't say so in Shas, it only says so in Tosos, and from Tosos to all the Rishonim and Achronim. Okay, fine. The where can we actually find the word Dasa Hers Makna? It's around here someplace. Get off on base moment. See ya. Dasa Hers Makna sunshiny. Okay. Now again, all these Dasa Hers Maknas could be for local reasons, etc. Certainly the original case of the bar could be a very technical point, just Shimer. Not our sugya now, although maybe some of us were in the shir for the first part of the conference, it was many years ago. I don't know. The Dasa Hers Makna makes the kinyan work more easily. Right? You need less if you have Dasa Hers Makna. So maybe the point is, with Dasa Hers Makna, then Achilas Peros is good enough. Dasa Hers Makna plus Achilas Peros is good enough. Just Achilas Peros is not good enough. And therefore, Chavero is better off than Ger. It's easier to do a Kinyan Chazaka with Chavero than on Hefker, because you have Dasa Hers Makna. So that is one shot, and this is, you know, the Ma'am Mishnah, he throws in this line, but it's an important line, right? Delo Beinu Midimol LeKarka, you only need to be Mitakin LeKarka to help improve the Karka. Ella, again, it can be a subjective improvement. Ella, Shalokech Eino Nene. Only if you're not benefiting. If Batzoko Kech Nene, Ben Dasa Hers Makne, Badai Kana. But if it's Dasa Hers Makne, I am Kona that Nene for Achilles Peros, doesn't mean Hanos a Gov, he's not first time. He's the Nene for Achilles Peros, then Badai, I am Kona, etc. Okay.
It actually makes sense because Achilles Peros is the only reason Achilles Peros is good is because the other guy is letting you eat it. So you have to have somebody on the other side. That if you do do something to the karka, you're physically doing it. Finished. It doesn't depend on anybody.
I want you to hold that thought perhaps for a moment. I want you to hold that thought for a moment. That's enough. Hold that thought for a moment. One derech is. Which is, says the Magid Mishnah, Das Acheres Makne, meaning here, Achilas Peros is not enough, but Achilas Peros plus Das Acheres Makne is enough. Right? You need less of a Maisa when you have Das Acheres Makne. Okay, why could that be? Before we say what Morty just said, maybe just you always need less of a mice when you have more das. If you have two das instead of one, you can spice less of a mice. Maybe some of his das acheres can connect the peros to the karka, so you eat the peros, you're connected to the karka, as opposed to if there's an owner, he can say these peros are part of the karka. Now when you eat the peros, you're connected to the karka. There's no owner, and the peros are really separate from the karka. Okay, now what's difficult about being told everything on the Shas concept of Dasa Hers Makne? What doesn't make sense if everything depends on Dasa Hers Makne?
How can you get
the
there's no
gear. No, so you don't get Achilles Peros, but only Achilles Peros needs Dasa Hers Makne. The problem is then,
if you let less substantial because that doesn't work, and I say I get it.
Exactly. Dasa Hers Makne should only be in one direction. Right? It should be easier to do. Things that don't work for Gera should work for Chavero, because that's first mind. Yeah? But whatever works for Chavero, or whatever does work for Gera, should Koshkin work for Chavero. Meaning, you should only have a higher standard for Gera. But what do we see? We see it flips both ways. Achilles apparently doesn't work for Gera, but Nier doesn't work for Chavero. So then it becomes very difficult. So Eon, right? This is Nicha. But this is Sarach Eon, right? Sarach Eon, Lama Mehani, Belita Sacheris Makne. Let's see if I can do this. The Lama Mehani. Right?
meaning it explains one way. Doctors, magnetism, meaning it's easier to be called an Issachar Bera than Issachar Bera. So that verse might be helping you.
But the Gemara has two sides to it. It's also easier to be called an Issachar Bera than Issachar Bera. Right? So that, you're not going to think that, oh, could it be that there is magna, therefore, near and sealed and cure and sort of steward about to about subtle don't work. No, you never play the not that means that there is magna. Only something does work is that there is magna. So here is, and I apologize, it's got left out of the Makoro sheet. They asked the Rambam's, his grandson or great grandson was Rishua Nugget. Anyone remember? The Kesef Mishan Hilchas Zechiyah deal.
Great-grandson.
Great-grandson, that's what I thought. Right, his grandson maybe was named David or something. His son is Avram. Okay, no mention that. His great-grandson, Rishua Nagib, asked this question. Hey, it doesn't mean the great-grandson has a better shot in the Rambam than anyone else. I mean, his son he never met the Rambam. Right? As a matter of fact, okay, when I was in Berger, it was like we didn't even like the shot of Rambam, then a Rambam and his father. But again, Rishua Nugget doesn't necessarily prove anything. He's a great grandson. You know, there are a lot of people who are around better than him. But the Kesef Mishnah and her Beis of Zechiyah on that halacha says he doesn't understand the other half. And he has another question, which is that the Ram actually says Nir does work for Nesei Chaveiro in Hilchos Mechira. But he says it doesn't work in Hilchos Matana. Let's two and two together. What does he answer? Rabbi Yeshua Nagib, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah therein, Helchos Zechiyah Umatana, he says something which is a big chish. He says a big chish. What does he say? He said, Amrozal Yesh Varshu Hemsman Olokeach in Ochozo Yechumin Olokeach. When the Raman is making this contrast, no, he's not referring to Kenyan Chazak Mechaveiro. He's there, yes, because Chazak Mechaveiro, because that's, you need less of a Maisa. But I'm the Mechaveiro, I'll catch a hitch, a slow demo, for the long of the lake, they could think, well, didn't Misha Achel Sada it when he wasn't there? Kigod, Kedim Misha Achel Sada Shnei Chazaka. Someone who ate for 3 years Chazaka, meaning Cheskas Raya. What did Rishua Nugget say? He said that, again, I think you have no choice. If you're going to start with Das Akeres Makhne, now what more you said before? Das Akeres Makhne in the sense of Bamati and Akir Aleph, in the sense of the, let's call it a Chazal, that who says that a Katan is called Midoraisa, the Das Akeres Makhne, right? Midorabot is from that Das Akeres Makhne. But Midoraisa, the Das Akeres Makhne, right? Which is where we get all of our, at least when we hold the problems of Sukkot, etc., right? You give your kid the lulav, the Das Akeres Makhne, he's putting the Raisa, he gives it back to you, it's not the Raisa, etc. Here, it's going to end up being very Mechadish. Says, this is, how are we going to explain this? We're going to explain this by saying that this is Davka Achilles Peros, Lo Mahani Lekenyan Hefker, and Mahani Lekenyan Mechavero, the Chetzkas Raya. But when the Rambam discusses near and sealed and cheer and all those things, what he means is Mahani Liknos, Bain Mehefker, Bain Mechavero, and Lo Mahani Lechetzkas Raya. He is going to introduce, basically when the Rambam says in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, Beis Aleph, that by Nixei Ager, Achilus Peros doesn't work, that's contrasting Kenyan Nixei Ager and Kenyan Nixei Kaviru. When he says in Beis Gimel, Yeshver Rambam, Shem Hitzik Ben Lokech Lo Kana Adayin. In Hitzik Ben Lokech Ben Nixei Ager, Nixei Hefker Kana, Bidochen Gadol, what he says, it's not Koneb, Hitzim Elokech Lo Kana. But Hitzim Nisei Agir Nisei Hefker Kana, he doesn't mean Hitzim Elokech literally. It means Hitzim Elokech is Koneb, just Hitzim Elokech is not Koneb. Meaning, it's not a riot. And basically, what he's doing is that the two lines that are next to the Daphne Zion, he's saying, the Rambam reaches the right halfway, just not the other halfway. It's not that the Rambam put Kana means Kana, Daphne Zion.
Kamen Kana and half the Kamen Raya. This is a, again, even though he seems to have a Raya, but it's impossible for me to accept this Pashup shot of the Rambam. No, could it be anything? Could it be? It could be the one the Rambam wrote this. He wrote it very poorly. But it's not shot of the Rambam. Nothing's impossible, but it's not shot. Basically, let's just be very, very clear what's going on here. Daf Nun Zayin Amin Aleph says Achilas Peros Kone B'Nechse Chavero V'lo B'Nechse Hager and Nir Kone B'Nechse Hager V'lo B'Nechse Chavero. What is the Ravid and Shari Shonim saying? They say very poshut. Achilas Peros works for Chezkas Raya, but not for Chezkas Kenyan. I apologize for repeating myself so many times. And Nir works for Chezkas Kenyan and not for Chezkas Raya. What does Pshat of the Rambam say? And basically, this is one of these many fascinating cases where it's interesting historically. Basically, this happens very, very often. The classic Mefarshim of the Rambam all say something that's not Pshat of the Rambam at all. And then the late Achronim all go back and say, but that's not Pshat of the Rambam, we have to go up with a better Pshat. That happens very often. For some reason, the later Achronim were more concerned about getting Pshat of the Rambam, and the earlier Achronim were more willing to play fast and loose with his Lashon. What is Pshat of the Rambam? Clearly, Kenyan Mechavero, it works. Kenyan Hefker, Mehefker. It doesn't work. And here, Kenyan Mehefker, it works. And Kenyan Mechavero, it doesn't work. But then Dasacher's Machne is not going to be the key to unlocking this secret, because Dasacher's Machne should only go one way, not the other. So, one second. What does the Reb Yeshua Hanagid say? Rambam Lefi Reb Yeshua Hanagid, his great-grandson, which the Kesef Mishnah accepts there, and the Lecha Mishnah accepts there, right? And I think the Magen Mishnah would also accept, although, you never know, maybe he means something that he can say in the Shabbos Lashon, right? And the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, if you would look there, he says, no, Achilas Peros means that it works for Kenyan Mechavero and not for Kenyan Mehefker. But by the near, it means it works for Kenyan Mechavero or Mehefker. And for Chetzkas Raya, it doesn't work. That's how they basically take this line, the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and divide it in half. Which again becomes very funny. Maybe like you're going to do that to this half, do it to that half, and solve the whole problem. The rabbi doesn't have to have his own shita. Before the rabbi's shita is because he didn't want to say Kenya meant a contrast to Chetzkas Raya. And also, why would you say these two totally parallel lines of the Gemara in half? And the rabbi, they're also pretty parallel. Not as parallel in the Gemara, it's not one sentence. But the Rambam contrasts the Arkei Ahachazoka Behotz Mechira Tona Chot Vechilos Peros with Imhetzeg Elokeh. Again, what falls with Imhetzeg Behem Elokeh Lokana Adayim. Where Yeshua Nugget says it's very Cheskes Raya. It's very hard to say Imhetzeg Behem Elokeh Lokana means Cheskes Raya. It's very, very hard. Imhetzeg Behem Elokeh Lokana. What's the Lashon? The Lashon is Bahem halokeach lo kana adayin. You're going to say that means Chezkas Raya? Very, very hard. Okay, who am I to argue with you? A nugget, but it's not shot in the Rambam.
Okay, so you said something that you can answer because you explained that what the Chezkas Raya is not here. Second way you said it was that it's connecting the Achilles Peros to the Karim. The Nasacher makes Achilles Peros creates that into a kidney. But if you don't have that, Achilles Peros doesn't indicate any bilis or any mites of kidney here.
Okay, so I think you're moving on to something which I'm a little happy with, but give me a second here. By the way, Agav, just if you want
I meant to mention this earlier, just in brackets. It's not super convincing. But you know how there are two sukkim in Kiddushin.com above for King of Kazakh by Karka, either Shruba Urim Asher Tefastem or Kiddushin Osabi Shaptimba? So the Sefer Amakna there asks, why do you need two sukkim? It says, one is for Dasagar's Makna and one is for Hefker. Okay, how we guess the fact that one is for Dasagar's Makna and one is for Hefker is a little, you know, making a lot of assumptions. But it's interesting that if you want to find a smash for the Rambam that is different than Dasagar's Makna and Hefker, then the Sefer Amakna says there are two sukkim, one for Dasagar's Makna and one for Hefker. You don't have to say it's fake. It's just a two sukkim. There's one pasuk you only know Dasagar's Makna, and one pasuk you only know Hefker. Two sukkim you know both. So that could be a smash for the Rambam. I meant to mention that earlier when I mentioned the Rambam. Let's get back to the Rambam. Now here, I want to go back to what Ruth said, which is really going back to what Morty said earlier. But I think we need the yesod. What is the yesod of Kenyan Chazaka? What is the yesod of Kenyan Chazaka? So I think for other Rishonim, you might say, the yesod of Kenyan Chazaka is might. A certain mice in the Torah's Magdor is a mice of Kenyan. Obviously, there's a logic why the Torah's Magdor that is a mice of Kenyan. Right? So you're investing in the karka, you're changing the karka, right? Okay, investing maybe, you know, it's good for mustard shoes. How are you coding the karka? Metaphor are ephemeral things. Karka is a metasolum. How are you coding things that are significant and eternal? By investing in them, not by enjoying. Okay, good mustard shoes. But let's leave the mustard for now. And this simple shot is, one of the other Rishonim say, there's a certain mice in the Torah's mind here's a Kenyan. Why? We all admit, and all the mice given in the Torah, they all have a logical common sense reason why they're Konak. We could have called them common sense reason. Somebody else being Konak, but the Torah said this and not that. And, you know, at a certain point where our logic stops is where there's a lot of things you can say in common sense, and how do we know which is, like, better than the other? Okay, that we rely on the Torah. So it makes a lot of sense for the other Rishonim, right? If the Shita of Tikkun Karka, yes, if you change something, then that's a type of mastery over it, a type of control over it, which is a symbol of your bias. Or maybe there's another way. If I physically enamored with my body, if my body is connected to this karka, that's a connection between me and the karka. Okay, what's found in the Rambam, though? And you could think that that's understood also as well, but you don't have to. So I think there's something fascinating. There is a fascinating line in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I think could be assumed. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he has just one line. I tell you, Ikra Dover, the Kenyan Chazaka, the Maisa Shimash, Kenyan Chazaka using something, Talya, the Nikra Maisa Le'ini Haroem, Volotani Goes Amachsik. Doesn't have to do with what you think, it has to do with what it looks like. It has to do with what it looks like. He brings a raya here from a rush, that the rush says that, situational, right? Situational ethics. Says the Rush. He said, King Chazaka is situational. Like, what about locking a door? He says, if I lock the door of a random house, that could be King Chazaka. But if a woman locks the door of her husband's house, that's not King Chazaka, because the family always locks the door of the family houses. Only if she locks and then opens it right away to show that she's not actually trying to accomplish a normal thing the family ever would do, then it is Kenyan Chazaka, meaning it has to be Nikar L'Roim. It has to look like Bibles and not like something. And therefore, it's situational, depending on who you are. And therefore, I'm going to tell with this, we'll go back to that in a moment, that maybe Kenyan Chazaka is about how it looks to people. That's not true for all Kenyanim. No one's going to say Kenyan Ketzev is about how it looks to people. Kenyan Ketzev is about the fact that you paid for it. Right, but maybe Kenyan Chazaka is about how it looks to people. And I want to bring a smach for this Rabbi Akiva Eiger from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Kiddushin, remember the Yerushalmi, the Babylon Kiddushin says, how do we know Kenyan Chazaka? How do we know Ketzev? How do we know Shtar? How do we know Chazaka? Shubha Arba Asher Tefastim. Or Vivishnu Osami Shaftim. But what does Yerushalmi say? He quotes the Pasuk. We know this Pasuk, right? This is the Pasuk that was the Havamina from Yeria, right? From the Haftorah of Behar. The Minayin Shachuza, it's talking about Evan, which is Lucas Rikars. How do we know Huza? How do we know land is nicknames? Karka, the Kesavdar, Mazaka? Sodas, the Kesav, Yikno, and Yeria. Kesav. Uchsova, Sefer, Chasom.
Stop.
Now again, you and I would have said Shooters of Ibra. I don't know what we would have said. Doesn't matter. Behind Asian. Certainly would not have told him Charlie said in our room. Stuck the Kesef gift news sounds like Kesef to me. I could get out of it, but the flush of Charlie's kidney Kesef. But come up with him and my soul. Sounds like Star to me. Okay, this is Star Rye, Star Gimme, say it. Behind Asian. Vachasom ilu ide Star. Behind Asian ilu ide Chazaka. Chasom is ilu ide Star. And Ehai Nadim Zayde Chazaka, what do you shami's mocker for Kingdom Chazaka? The high Nadim Eno Ede Chazaka. It's a funny mocker. Why is it a funny mocker? The mocker is high Nadim. Someone, a cynic, will come and tell me, high Nadim, that can be Kingdom of anything. It can be happening on one foot. The Eden will see me happening on one foot. Right? High Nadim could be anything. How is that a proof for Kingdom Chazaka? Right? How do you mean to be able to Kingdom Chazaka? Oh, okay. I'm sure if someone wanted to be employee, they could say, you're right, it's just an attack to the Alma, they had a Masora, King Kadaka, it's a Torah Shalom head, don't take it too seriously. Okay, we should try to take them Shalom seriously. What? So I'm a safer Chasol? Sounds like Shar. So because you have to send the castle, what's behind Eden Eden Chasaka? I think this is exactly the book of the Zurich Vader, which I'm going to say is not just Zurich Vader, it's a Rabbah. That, and Ruth said it, and Mori said it already. The what chat? Pinyin Chazaka is not a Maisa Masuyim. You show me where's a Maisa Masuyim? Well, how do you eat it? Pinyin Chazaka is what Ruth Vader calls Nickerly Narrowing. Something that looks to people like you own it. Pinyin Chazaka is all about providing it. It's all about making it look like you own it to the people watching you. And that's why Hawaii Nadim is a marker for Chazaka. Kesef is an objective Maisa. Shtar is an objective Maisa. Chazaka is not an objective Maisa. Obviously, I don't mean that it's Hefker and every person gets up and decides their own rule. And it's certainly Chazaka, I think it's certainly Gedar. But Be'etzem, even things that are not a specific Maisa, Chazal come and they eventually give a certain Maisa, right? Like, you know, like the Sesam and Cotton. Right, if it's the Raisa, but Chazal have to define the contours. But Be'etzem, Kinyan Chazaka is not a Maisa like any of these other Kinyanim. It's why I hate it. It's making it look to other people like it's yours. It's all about Haras, Bindlas, showing that you're the owner. It's all that Nicolini Rome, the Flusher Ruth Baker. I have no idea if Ruth Baker would have liked this connection to Yerushalmi, but I have a feeling he would have. Because it's really a great deal from Yerushalmi. The high Nadim. Now, what's shot here? What's shot is I think you can give a different shot in the Rambam. It's not about Das Acheres Machne. It's not about Das Acheres Machne at all. Obviously, it's about the difference between whether Nitzay Chavirus come from someone else and Nitzay Chavirus not. But one has to have a Das Chavir, one doesn't. But Das Acheres Machne, the power of his Das is not what's relevant. Rather, to Alpi. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Vidiyak, in the Yerushalmi, you could say it's all about how it looks. Right? It's all about the Yesod is Nicker, Le'ene, Haroin, some yeshivas, they talk about Haras fights, making it look like a good fight. It's not an objective, there's no objective act, it's just how it looks. Again, obviously, the Rabbanan come. And they give certain contours and don't leave it as, you know, don't leave Torah social collective because of it. But the etzem, it's just about how it looks. And here is where it gets a little funny. Who really gave this shot for the Rambam, I think, most clearly, very strangely? The Ravid in the Shittim Kubetzes on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis. What's strange about this is that the Ravid should be allowed to say this because he is the arch enemy of the Rambam here, and all of a sudden he's agreeing with the Rambam. Okay, some people will say, you know, from here we see the Ravid was just a contemporary person. Really did agree with the Rambam. Okay, Mr. Torah decided to yell at him because he was in a bad mood. We do not accept that. But the real shot could be, and this is my Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik has written about this extensively, the Ravid was a person who was very, we know the Rambam was very tough. There are two ways you can be very tough.
You could be very tough because you're just a mean, cantankerous person and like to yell at people. Or you could be very tough because you have such a meter or defus emes that you can't stand anything that's not emes, and you know that being tough and having a chatu shel Torah will lead to more emes. So Chaim Soloveitchik, in his article on the Ravid, brought many historical proofs that the Ravid was the second kind of toughness. And the main proof was that the Ravid, whenever anyone argued on him, the Ravid read the argument, took it seriously, and changed his mind if he thought the fellow was right. The Ravid changed his mind more than any other Rishon. Why? Because if you really meet the Redifas of MS, then you have to change your mind a lot because you're only human, and sometimes you have a mistake, and you'll change your mind. So, okay, my Masorah from my Rebbe, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik, that the Ravid changed his mind more than any Rishon. Sometimes it makes it hard to read Ravids. You know, sometimes you read the Ravids, but Bali Nefesh and Chizmida with Asagos of the Balamor, the Rafi Alevi, you think that Balamor is Sinag because he's like arguing on the Ravid, but he's saying the same thing as the Ravid. You don't realize it's because he argued on the Ravid read his Asaga and said, Taki, you're right in this case and fixed it. And then some printer didn't realize that you have to be like coordinated and printed the Ravid after he accepted the Balamor and the Balamor yelling at him, and you don't know what the Balamor is yelling. Okay, nowadays there's some fellow from Daybrock who put out a proper, you know, scientific edition, and he has all the timeline correct, but the old fashioned ones. Yeah, okay. So
the Ravid, the Sheet, and the Rambam, were they different timelines?
Yeah, I you have to assume they're different timelines. You have to assume they're different timelines, and basically what I'm claiming is that the Ravid changed his mind. At one point in life he agreed with the Rambam, at one point in life he disagreed with the Rambam. I don't know which is first, which is second. Maybe there's someone else who does know. Maybe some historians do know, but I don't. But in any case, let's look at what the Ravid says in the Shita. I think the Ravid says something very very nice in the Shita. Where is my Shita? Gimel Hafez. Not after the Shikun Lo Dami, when he says, and the Ravid I said earlier, you see one thing from. I mean, the Ravid he quoted earlier, when he actually quoted the Lashon of the Ravid. And you know, after Shikun Lo Dami, he says, and based on the Ravid earlier, and says three words. But that's Shikun Lo Dami, talking based on the Ravid. But when he quotes the Ravid on Gimel Beis, sorry, let me just find it, says the Ravid, Zelosh and Ravid, Zal Kvala, the Nisei Gertzor Tikun Akarko, Afilu Yitboi, even not a tikkun a yipoy, right? That's where I got this phrase of tikkun tzas, right? Yipoy. Well, the gabekinya avadim, etc. Aval achilas peiros eino chazaka. Okay, but mitama me, I don't see the opportunity to say gelishar nechasu yubehefa. Why should there be this difference? Be yishlamar. Right, getting in the Mishnah Torah and that song, because he didn't think of the difference. He never say gerin is a mirror for kinya. Doesn't think of the kinya in the right. But yishlamar kibin nitzay gerin hefka, but yotzim in hefka, but zacha, but yotzim in lo zacha, but him. Those are tikkun and tikkun mobile for zochabukufan ba masnis. They're very behefa. Kibalu chasam makkeli yos nev yocholso. Achar beinu makkeli mishabafiach mochasam beinu ocholsam ad kan lit show no. Says the Ravid, a great hesber for the Rambam. Again, he's not quoting the Hebrew, obviously. He's not quoting the Hebrew Yerushalmi, which, you know, I don't even know where I noticed the, you know, who pointed this Yerushalmi out. It's not that classic portion, but. What does the Ravid say? He says it makes a lot of sense. He says, for Achilas Peros, in Nitzay Agar, if there's Hefker, and I come and I take the Peros from Hefker, that shows that I'm the owner of Hefker? No, the nature of Hefker is that anyone can come and take Peros. After all, let's say you have Hefker that everyone can't take. You know, again, I don't imagine nowadays when, you know, we have the land authority, etc. The Naharos and the Yahara, you know, the forests and the deserts and the rivers. Anyone can go and take Peros. Of course they don't own it. The nature of Hefker is that everyone comes and takes Peros. So in Hefker, again, situational. I don't mean situational bad things. I mean situational do not, obviously. In Hefker, eating payrolls does not make it look like you own it. To the nature of Hefker that everyone's supposed to take payrolls. But in Netzei Hadeiro, eating payrolls of course makes it look like you own it. Because eating the cover, the one thing he doesn't want is other people to steal his payrolls. So if you take the payrolls, then you should be mocked in. And if you can take the payrolls, you get away with taking the payrolls. That proves that you own it. See what he says, very, very posh. It's just situational. When it comes to achilas peiros, that looks like bailus by nifsei chavero, because you'd be makbid, but not by hefker, because in hefker, of course, everyone takes the peiros. Then it's not that's peiros makde. Happen with what it looks like. However, he says, but tikkun karka, that's adraba. That looks like bailus by nifsei hefker. Why would anyone improve nifsei hefker? That's a stupid thing to do. Why would anyone go? Okay, I understand. Nowadays there are big tzaddikim out there who go and they paint murals on the walls of Rishus Rabin to bring Hanah to the Rabin because they're such nice people. Okay, but that's not the normal. Certainly in the old days, people didn't do that, right? Why would I invest in something if it was Hefker? You don't invest, you take from Hefker. No one's going to go and sort of build up the forest. Well, what do you mean, the Hefker forest? Why should I invest in it? So, Adraba, this looks like situational. Looks like bailus by Hefker. But not by Nifsei Chavero. Okay, why not by Nifsei Chavero? Because here it's a little... You have to add a little change. So the nitzei chavero, how it looks like, depends a lot on the other guy's pita. In nitzei chavero, it looks like, depends a lot on the other guy's pita. And what does he say? He says, everyone's happy for you to do them a favor. Everyone's happy for you to help someone and do them a favor. There is such thing as doing them a favor, helping them out. And what does he say? Balan of chasim makal yotzim yochol so'achim. The ain of makal shirish piat nefasa, the ain of ochol osam. Ad kan lishono. So, says the Raman, if you take the soul that I'm a daikin Shami, again, I'm not claiming that it's Makobo Mishav Shomi, I'm from the same space of Shami, but I'm claiming it's Nidoripo of Nifla Mishami. And the soul of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's all that Nicker Laina Heroin, which he gets from a lot of the Koros, if it's about what it looks like, then things look different if they're Hefker, and things look different if they are Nifsei, Nifsei Chavero. It looks different. And therefore, one thing looks more one way, the other thing looks more the other way. Now, the right here is not necessarily here. He's not necessarily very clear where to draw the line, but it basically what the right is doing here. The right is hiding here, Duffman, giving him a base. Right? In Matzia Matzos, but he's basically saying Shat and where nothing Zion. Now I'll leave it to him and Asos. I'll leave it to the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, which apparently he held like at that time, at that point in his life. Or maybe he was just trying to explain the Shita at that point in his life, and we don't have a full Rick's the right quote here, so Shas and their snippets. For all I know, maybe he's saying this is what someone else holds in the end. I don't hold like it. Who knows? That's another way you're talking with Sira. Either he changed his mind or this is not a full way to write it. For the Rambam, you might have to. You might have to tweak it a little. It might depend what kind of tikkun karka. After all, some kind of tikkun karka. So, meaning we're saying is that maybe a tikkun, the open of bailus, a tikkun of acting like bailus. Now that maybe go a little further and say that. And maybe this is what the right meant. Again, he doesn't. You could say, no, there's different kinds of tikkunim. A tikkun, bit open, shall bind us. No, that looks like bind us in all cases. But maybe a tikkun, katan. You know, just like a little, knitch here and there, maybe then it makes a lot more sense. That looks like bailus for Hefker. After all, in Hefker, you don't even go and paint, you don't even go hang up a picture, you don't go do anything for Hefker if you don't own it. But not by Nitzi Havero. After all, there is such thing as doing someone a favor, helping them out a little. If I go and I paint, you know, I put up a picture on someone's wall, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm abiding there. After all, it's normal that if I go and I act like an owner and I take over the whole property, that's one thing. But if I go, we all know, let me be very honest, if I walk into an empty apartment and I see a guy painting it, the last thing I'm male on my das is that he's the owner. Avadi's not the owner. Give me a break. But it might depend on kind of tiefling. If I go and I see a guy, you know, with a plow and a tiller, whatever you call it, you know, working the whole field and planting everything, then I said, okay, that guy looks like a bite. It might depend exactly what he's doing. Right, there might be some tikkunim that don't look like a violin, and some tikkunim do, but in Hefer, most tikkunim look like a violin. Because why are you going and painting Hefer? Must be you own it. But if it's someone else says, then there could be any reasons why you're painting it. It might depend if it looks more violinist like or it doesn't look so violinist like. And basically, what was the Rabbi Shua Nugget based on? The fact that the Ram says near works by both Chavira and Hefer against the more dominant side. That's why he came up with his weird shot. But what are the other Achronim saying? The later Achronim, if you look at the Tzavos Tanach and the Eben Ozel and the Merkavos HaMishnah, etc., all mostly on all of this, well, except for Tzavos Tanach, the Dark Mitzvah, which is the Haidu Mitzvah Zerchen. Valtkov Haldim Mitzvah Zerchen, I think it's really the right term. You'll look at the Eben Ozel and Merkavos HaMishnah and all the more modern Achronim in the first pair of Hilz Mechira. They don't say, no, there's two kinds of mirror. There's Robot Baporta, to use Lashon Gemara. I hole a little. You know, I take my hoe and I dig 6 inches. That only worked by Nitzi Hefer. By Nitzi Hefer, so no violence. Who's hoeing Nitzi Hefer? By Nitzi Havira, that doesn't show you a violence. And then there's Nichnas Benara. I go into the field and take over and take charge and I count it. Okay, that's different. That works. He's my Nitzi Havira, which I think is Pashup shot in the Rambam. So I think really, and now, what's Nifla about the shot in the Rambam? But Nifla, that goes back to where we started. Pashup shot this. Has he shot the Rambam about Nikola Ine Haroim? Why did Hafik shot the Rambam that it's Nikola Ine Haroim and that it's about what it looks like to people? Because how do we start in the Rambam? The Rambam took all the things about Chesed Shkil Shon, which were proofs, and applied them. Again, if you go back, then when we start with Odom, it's similar with Odom there. But the Rambam took a bunch of Gemara that Chesed Shkil Shon, which is all about what it looks like to people, and apply them to Kinyan Chazaka, proving Kinyan Chazaka is about what it looks like to people. And what determines what it looks like to people? The Kepeg of the Bailim. Now, in perfect sense, about what it looks like, yeah, when it's Chaveiro, what it looks like to people depends on the Kepeg of the Bailim. When it's Hefker, there is no Kepeg of the Bailim. So what determines what it looks like to people? Oh, just logic. And therefore, I think for the Rambam, it's very, very poshut. It's that if you're talking about a Haroim, then if it's Nixe Chaveiro, it's Toloi Bik Peda, Shelvene Adam. If it's talking about Nixe Hefker, of course the Roman are not going to judge by what someone's been mocked on. It's just Toloi. Biyachas. I'm not going to say what Karaga. How do you relate to it? Do you relate to it in a way that, based on each one, what if they hear Roman? It's tamua for you to do this if you're not the Bible. When it's showing your friend's property, what's tamua for you to do if you're not the Bible? What would you not do if you're at the Bible? Something you'd be mocked on. Something you're not mocked on you doing if you're at the Bible. If it was next to Hector, what would you not do if you're at the Bible? You wouldn't do stupid, wasteful things, like investing in it, even a little. But you would do cock-a-round things, like Achilles Peros. And then it makes perfect sense. And that's how the Rambam started. The Rambam started by equating Chezkas Raya, not with Chezkas Kinyan in general. Equating Chezkas Raya with Chezkas Kinyan in Chavero. Because all the places where in the first, 14 blot of Chezkas Abad, and the Rambam took things about Chezkas Raya and applied to the Kinyan, were not in terms of Chavat Tana. They were in Hilchos Mechira, because then already we see Mechira being connected, be parallel
to Transcaucasian in Daf Tav Testament Beis and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis times two. That's a times two. Lamed Hey Amud Beis times two, what it says. And especially since, what's the strangest of the three cases the Rambam took something in the first 14 lines of applied to Transcaucasian? For sure, the Akum. Why do you know an Akum? What would you have said? There's no Rai Chetzkes Raya or Akum. No Chetzkes Raya or Akum, because the Akum are strong men, and you know they are anti-Semites, and they oppress the Jews, and therefore doesn't prove anything when they are eating the lent. Why is there no Chetzkes Kinyan for Akum? I don't know, because I'll be serious about for reasons that we don't understand. There are different Kinyanim that are called there for Akum for Jews. But the Rambam connects them. Well, that was Akum. He quotes the same Gemara twice. Why do you quote the same Gemara twice? Because if Chesed Kinyan is all about what it looks like to people, then since when a guy is there, it doesn't look to people like he's an owner, just looks to people like he's an anti-Semitic oppressor, there are whatever reason you want to say, then it's not Chesed Kinyan either, because Chesed Kinyan is not nearly near Rohan, and therefore, since the Rohan look at the guy differently, the guy can't have a Kinyan Chazaka, and not only can the guy have a Kinyan, it's not even Bamachma's guy, it's a big hoax of Bamachma's guy means, we'll get into it now. But even Bamachma's guy can have a Kinyan Chazaka, because it's not about a guy versus a Jew, it's about how it looks to people. And if it doesn't look like ownership, and that this basically is a few nafkaminas, then basically we have a Chakira. What's our Chakira? Our Chakira is Kinyan Chazaka about an objective gender of a certain mindset, or is it just about how it looks? And I think there are a few places where, you know, when you get into it a few times subtly, but just a few cases where you might ask, is it about how it looks or about an objective maisa? One issue might be the issue that Rebbe Eger started with, the Rush, as Mishnah Bell discusses. What if someone had a pre-existing connection to the karka? She was married to the owner, the Rush's case, or the guy was renting the karka beforehand. Are there differences between how a tenant acquired land versus a stranger? If it's an objective maisa, then no. Are they telling how a wife acquired land from her husband and a stranger? If it's an objective maisa, then no. Is that how it looks? Then yes. If you already have a pre-existing relationship, you need more maisa in order to become of the land, because it'll look to people like you're just continuing the old relationship, right? If I'm a stranger, hey, it's easy to do a maisa that makes it look like I want it. If I'm married to the owner, then no, I'm going to have to do a double maisa to make it look like I own it, because otherwise people just think I'm living with my family. If I'm buying your house that I never saw before, one maisa will be good enough. But if I'm buying a house that I was already renting and I like it so much I want to buy, then I'll have to do extra maisa, because otherwise it'll just look like I'm continuing my tenancy, which is exactly what the Mishnah Melech says. The other nafkamina is the whole discussion of Mabriya Chari. The Gemara says, by just prevent damage to a field. Mabriya Chari, literally chasing a lion. It doesn't mean literally a lion. It means a flood, whatever. If I prevent damage to a field, that's not a Kinyan Chazaka. Why? So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. It could be just because it's not the right maisa. Because I haven't improved, I've just prevented damage, and preventing damage is not the same as improving. That's the Yagrama. Or it could be, no, because, simple question, if I see another Jew's property is going to be damaged, anyone have a mitzvah d'oraisa here? The pipe burst and your house being flooded. Anyone have a mitzvah d'oraisa? Losan al d'ariyach, let's slash in a more poshut sense, Hashem is aveda. Right? You're chayim d'oraisa to be mavriya harini nesek haveiro. So, some Rishonim say, the Rebbe Gaster says, of course mavriya harini can't be kinyan chazaka, because you're chayim to do it anyway. And what does that mean? If it's an objective maisa, who cares if I'm chayim to do it anyway or not? So I'll do a kinyan and a mitzvah. No, when they flee near Rohan, then if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do it anyway, the Rohan won't think that I'm a bai. They'll think I'm doing mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? So it has to be something. The basic point is the nafkamina of saying Lay near Rohan is that sometimes the fact that it's different than they say Haber and Nitzan here is that if there's another explanation why I'm doing it, impossible to kin chazaka, which is the Rini Dash and some Rishonim shot in Mavriya Chari, since I couldn't be doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the son of the Jews, so we'll assume I'm doing mitzvah d'oraisa, we'll prove it otherwise, therefore it doesn't prove anything to the Rohan, and the Rush, which is taken up by the Rabbi Kiva Eder and the Mishnah Melech, if I already am connected to this karka, then just locking the door won't help, because it's something normally. Even more than that won't help, meaning maybe if I already,
You know, again, if I already rent the place, then maybe, I don't know what the difference, you know, yeah, forgot, maybe paint the walls will help. The tenant doesn't usually paint the walls. I don't know, but if the tenant doesn't usually paint the walls, then painting the walls won't help. This doesn't look like near road like I'm violent, because they know. So it's situational, not just situational afterwards talking about situational, like that every situation. There's a difference between a shelter maker and not a shelter maker. There's a difference between a wife and a stranger, the difference between a tenant and a stranger. Every guy will have to look like near road in. Whether this counts as a duck or not, anyway, I think that's Pashup Shah of the Rambam, and that really ties up everything very nicely. And why does the Rambam say, again, we started, why is the Rambam breaching the wall of church and state, breaching the wall between Cheskes Raya and Cheskes Kenyan? Because if Cheskes Kenyan is about manipulating in a row, then of course it's more similar to Cheskes Raya. But only Cheskes Kenyan and Chadero is more similar to Cheskes Raya, because the Roman look at them the same way. Did the other guy give it to you or not? That's got Kenny from Hector, Rome look at totally differently, and all the other Nafkaminas. Okay, so that's, I think, a nice both presentation of the different sheets of the Kenny Chazaka. I don't think I get to every single detail, but the basic sheetas, and the what I think is the correct Hesper of the Rambam, although there are two ways to be farsh the Rambam, and I can show them the acronym if you want, they argue about it after tonight. And we'll pick up next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, with Shchune Gagoi, the very, very fascinating, challenging, and important sugya of Shchune Gagoi. Really, this tiny sugya of Shchune Gagoi has all of the Lulul hidden within it. So go in the Gemara until really until the third to last line of the Hlamad Amalaf. The whole Amalaf will have to take a piece of time. You have to see the Gemara, the whole Amalaf. Start with Rashi and Tosos. There's actually not a lot of Tosos. Well, that big Tosos on the last week. It's not on this part of the and look at Rabbeinu Gershom as well. And look at the Rif. And okay, that's good enough to start with. The Gemara till the fourth end of the fourth last line on Lamed of Aleph with Tosos, we're going to Gershom, and the Rift. And I'll send it over across later to Ezra Hashem.
Rebbe, I was thinking to understand the Rambam really, the same way we talk about Das Acher Machne. You have a negative of that Das Acher Lo Machne. That you actually have three levels of Das Acher Machne. Neutral and Das Aser Lo Machne. And then you can put all these different things into those categories.
That's an interesting. That's a finish. What do you mean by Das Aser Lo Machne?
The owner sees you doing something that maybe normally in another case might be a chazaka, but since he's thinking not, he's not letting you do it.
If he objects, you mean?
He's objecting. He's thinking that he doesn't, that he's not letting. Okay. A lot of kinyanim are because he's going along with you. Right. But if he doesn't go along with you, then it's not a kinyan.
In a kanami, if he objects, in a kanami. But I don't think any of these makoros are about when he objects. Meaning, none of these cases they dealt with when he objects, and I think it's a repulsion he objects in a kanami. But these are all when he doesn't object, I think.
No, I was thinking about the case where the Rambam for Nisei Chavero, when the other guy's doing a tikkun in it, because he's saying, "Oh, that's fine, but I'm not accepting that as a kinyan," where someplace else it might be.
Interesting. Meaning, if he accepts it, but he doesn't think of it as a kinyan, meaning if he relates to it as a non-kinyan, then maybe that has an effect. I would say because the roim go along with him. But I hear the time. I have to think about it more.